Hi, I'm John Petrie. I'm talking from the EASD in Lisbon, and I'm here to talk about the removal trial, which is a trial of metformin in type 1 diabetes, the main data from which we presented at the ADA, but we had new data to present at EASD, which we presented in a symposium on the very first day of the Congress back on Sunday. So I wanted to speak about the new data we have since ADA. In particular, in addition to the findings that we presented previously, we now have renal data, biomarker data, and subgroup analysis that are relevant to the update of guidelines about metformin in type 1 diabetes. So metformin is currently recommended by the ADA and other bodies in type 1 diabetes for obese people in order to try and control HbA1c and reduce insulin requirement. And the findings of removal originally cast doubt upon that recommendation, but did show some effects on body weight and LDL cholesterol, and also on atherosclerosis progression by a tertiary endpoint. So what we have now is data showing that metformin in type 1 diabetes actually reduces the attenuation of eGFR that you normally see in type 1 diabetes, with an effect size of about 1 mL per minute per year of eGFR measured by cystatin C and not just by creatinine. So it's a robust finding. We also show a strong trend in the reduction of microalbuminuria as a categorical variable, and we're still doing the analysis on the albumin excretion rate. So Peter Rossing presented some nice data on the renal data from removal for metformin in type 1 diabetes. Now, we then went on to look at the biomarkers. So we have reduction in TPA by about 20%, reduction in CRP by about 16%. Along with the previous LDL reduction, we have ApoB reduction. And troponin T was unaffected. We have looked more in more detail at B12 deficiency, which is in the guidelines about metformin in type 1 diabetes, in that we see that that B12 does go down in long-term treatment, but in removal, the effect on hemoglobin was very minimal and probably not mediated by B12 deficiency because mean corpuscular volume was unaffected. So Kuhn and Stihar presented those data. And then finally, Helen Colquhoun went on to talk about the subgroup analysis, and really we found no evidence for a threshold at which metformin is more or less effective with above or below a BMI of 30, as it's claimed by the guidelines. What we see, is that the small effects that we see on these, on cholesterol, renal, weight, are really quite consistent across the board. And if anything, the people with a higher BMI, although they do have a lower HbA1c by 0.2%, it's because they're on more insulin rather than less insulin. So that's the new data from the removal trial. Thanks for listening.